Hi, it's Chris Titley here. As part of the Morgan's Conversation series, I'm joined by Alex Weisselitz, founder and chairman of Thorney Investments. Alex, thanks so much for having us today on your Thorney Investor Day.
Yeah, thanks very much. Good to see you again.
Alex, can you talk us about Thorney Technologies, listed now for about 2 years, and why you set that up in the technology space?
Yeah, definitely. It was an exciting proposition for us because we found that we'd been investing for 10 years or more in particularly Australian technology, and obviously the world is changing and going that direction. And through my travels overseas, I was coming across more and more tech opportunities in places like the United States and in Israel, where there's a lot of disruption going on. And I thought it would be great if we could make that those opportunities available to Australian investors. And we looked around and said, to be an investor in sort of early stage tech or mid stage tech, you have to be locked up in a fund with no liquidity and a sort of 7 or 10 year kind of time frame. And so much can happen in the tech world during that time frame, and you're really sort of stuck in that investment. So we decided to come up with something a little bit unique, which was to have a listed investment company that could invest in the life cycle and curve of growth of the technology sector. So it enabled us, through the mandate from shareholders, to invest in publicly listed companies, which we do, pre-IPOs and early stage and sort of see up to or down to seed rounds. So that was the whole premise behind it, with a focus on technology and ultimately global technology as we grow over the years.
And how many investments sit within the Thorney Technology portfolio?
We have quite a range because it is a portfolio approach, and so we probably have something like 25 in the listed category and probably another 25 or so in the unlisted category, which we're particularly excited about because a lot of that comes from our unique proprietary sort of deal flow through our networks we've built up over the years. And those publicly listed ones, people are aware of them, and there are some larger ones, such as an Afterpay, which has got tremendous publicity. But some of the unlisted ones have no publicity at all, and we hope they will be the cream of the crop that comes through over the next 2, 3, 4 years. So we're building up our own pipeline of hopefully successful tech companies through that process.
What do you look for in founders when you do invest, and the due diligence process for Thorney Tech?
Well, a founder's, it's no different looking for a founder in a tech company than in any other founder of companies we've been investing in for 20 years. We want them to have an extreme passion. We want them to have a terrific work ethic and dedication to it. We want them to have a lot of their heart and soul in it. We want them to share the culture with their team, and we want them to have a lot of equity exposure in the upside as well. Obviously, they have to have either the technical expertise or the market expertise and bring the whole comprehensive package together, but we certainly want them to be people with passion and vision and equity exposure.
Everyone talks about valuation in the tech world and how to value tech companies. Have you got a thought on that?
Well, I think that, you know, you sort of go into this grey area from traditional investing, which is sort of standard multiples on earnings or profit or EBITDA and gross profit margins and so on. So, and you have to take a different approach here, and it is a little bit more nebulous, it's a little bit more intuitive, and you have to look at the fact that technology, albeit from Australia or anywhere, is really applicable globally. So it's legitimate to look at global opportunities, and you've got to look at what could be a market share that such a technology could hope to achieve, and you have to look at the industries which have particularly not been disrupted yet. So if you look at all of those, then you can look at multiples of revenues or traffic that comes through the site and so on, and you've got to sort of put that into a magic formula and come up with your view on that, which is away from the traditional measures.
We're sitting here at the home of the Australian Stock Exchange. How are we going as a nation? I know you go to see Silicon Valley, you've been to Israel. As a hub, how are we going as a nation?
Well, I think we've got a lot of challenges. I just came back from the United States and talking to people about Australia. First of all, they don't understand the political climate here, where we have seem to be in an election cycle so regularly they can't quite work that out. I live here and I can't quite work that out, so that's definitely a challenge, and that's destabilizing for capital flows and has impacts on the psyche of people making investment decisions, capital allocation. So that's not a good thing for the country. I think that we're a country that is not progressing fast enough in education levels and making impact. I think we've fallen to something like 39th out of the OECD countries, or in that sort of category, which means we're falling behind a lot of other countries. So we need to do something to improve our education process, because for me, everything comes from education, whether you're dealing with prejudices or dealing with poverty, or you're dealing with progress and innovation. I think education is key for us, and we've got a lot more work to do in some of those areas.
On a personal level, what really excites you about tech at the moment? Is it driverless cars or the blockchain? Or there's a lot of buzzwords out there.
Yeah, look, I think, for example, I was in San Francisco last week and I met a variety of companies in different areas, and you get excited about all of them because people who are driving them, those companies are sort of fearless and they're tackling global issues. So clearly some of the things that are making big impacts are machine learning and artificial intelligence, which is dramatic and very insightful. And you speak to data scientists and it's sort of very eye-opening what's the capability of the analytical strength there. I'm particularly excited in the medical field and medical technology in a number of areas, because you're going to see a lot of new and faster drugs come into the market, more precise devices and diagnostics with more capabilities. They're going to really change the well-being of people and the longevity of people and the ability to identify and address symptoms of problems on people. So I think that's going to be quite dramatic change. Robotics, everyone knows about, that's coming. Sure, driverless cars, but with the driverless cars comes with the technology around sensors and what can be done with sensors, not only in cars but in a whole wide range of other industries, including the accumulation of data. So there's lots of things to be excited for, and it's all coming very fast. And to some extent, the infrastructure has been built out now for technology through phones and other systems, but it's really the apps and the use of that infrastructure that is powering ahead now, and that's where we're going to see a rate of change coming again, another sort of the next wave of the tech revolution.
Alex, one final question. Tech have come out with a post-tax NTA somewhere near 30 cents, and the performance has been fabulous, but the share price is sort of lagging a bit. Is there a reason for that, or do you think you've been buying a few?
Yeah, well, look, we're a relatively new LIC, and as I said, we've come out with a hybrid concept of investing in listed and unlisted companies. We have to do a better job probably of explaining some of those unlisted, why people might think they're exciting in the future.
We saw one today as well.
Saw one today, and I think it's there. I think there's there's volatility in the market, and people are worried about tech valuations, and you hear about that. Look, we push on regardless, and if there's a big discount, as there has been, I've been buying more myself. I understand what's in the portfolio and understand the potential of that, and we're going to be here for the long haul, so it doesn't matter in the short term if there's a discount. It's an opportunity for those who step in, and I'm confident it will close over time, and I'm confident that with our performance we'll actually come out the other side and have a premium to the NTA in due course.
Alex, thanks for your time today. Thank you for today and hosting the Thorny Day, and look forward to the next Investor Day.
Thanks very much, and thanks. Cheers. For coming along.
Thank you. Cheers.